And welcome to the ET691 Internship Podcast with your host, Irene Bao. Welcome back to the ET691 Internship Podcast. 691 takes a substantial amount of time for both your internship and your key concept portfolio creation. Many interns express feelings of overwhelm, stress, and lack of direction. When reviewing the 691 expectations, portfolio creation, and internship components, it can be very easy to feel overwhelmed, not know where to start, and feel the impending stress of the semester. This episode will dive into how to overcome the overwhelm for your key concept portfolio, focusing on strategies for getting started, what to do when you feel overwhelmed, and tips for planning your workload. Today I'm with Whitney Plunkett, a recent alumna from the Loyola EdTech program, talking about overcoming the overwhelm with the key concept portfolio. Welcome, Whitney.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So before we dive in, Whitney, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so as Irene said, my name is Whitney. I teach fifth grade right now in Howard County. I'm in my eighth year teaching, and I used to teach in Baltimore County for 5 years. And I graduated from Loyola's EdTech program in spring 2019.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to get started with some of the questions and about overcoming the overwhelm with the key concept portfolio. For the first question, for the key concept portfolio, how did you get started?
Yeah. So the first thing I did was I wrote out all of the key concepts on a sheet of paper, and then I began writing my artifacts that I knew I would use right under the key concepts. I literally took this sheet of paper with me everywhere. I never knew when I would have a few minutes to write or when I would have a few minutes, or if I thought of a new one, like a new artifact that would go with the key concept. So that sheet of paper got all crinkly by the end, but I used it a lot throughout the writing the portfolio.
So you did like a non-digital option.
I did do a non-digital option. I mean, it's 100% preference, but that's, I don't know, that just worked for me.
It makes me laugh. I'm sitting here right now writing notes in my non-digital notebook.
Exactly.
Awesome. So you just wrote down, you had every key concept listed. So it doesn't matter if you do digital or not digital, but you had every key concept listed. And so whenever you had an inspiration or a moment, you would just write down like what artifacts. You started with the artifacts first, correct?
Yep, exactly. Yes.
All right. So what was the most overwhelming portion of the key concept portfolio?
Writing the descriptions that match with your key concepts is the most overwhelming, especially when you look at the whole list of them and you think, wow, I have to write for each of these. It can be really, really overwhelming. And at first, it definitely seemed like there's no way I will ever get these done. And because there's just so many, but I just took a lot of deep breaths and just tried to conquer one at a time. And once you get writing, you kind of just get on a roll, which is really helpful too.
Awesome. So when you were looking at this huge list, did you have any strategy, and we'll talk more strategies for feeling overwhelmed, but did you have any strategies for just like getting started? Do you start with like key concept one or just wherever? How did you get started with writing the rationales?
So I looked at the key concepts that I knew right away that I had an artifact. Like I knew that this artifact would be perfect. And then I looked at the rubric and tied the rubric back to my artifact and then just started writing. I definitely looked at key concept one first and then kind of went through and made check marks next to the ones that I definitely knew I could start writing and felt really comfortable writing. And then once I got through those, I just was on a roll.
So you started with the ones you definitely had an artifact and knew what you were putting in. So with the artifact, going back to the artifact selection, being in the program, you were in it for longer than 2 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how did you remember everything you created and everything you did? Like, what was your strategy for doing that, finding the artifacts?
I used my Google Drive a lot. I also used my classmates because a lot of projects were group projects. So we would talk to each other about things we created. Sometimes you would remember something that someone else wouldn't remember. I would go back on Moodle and look at different assignments that we did in previous classes. So that was helpful too.
Awesome. So you organized yourself through Google pretty much through the program and then use that Moodle, the Moodle courses, and then talk to your cohort members and other classmates. Awesome. So what was your best strategy or strategies, if you had more than one, when you were feeling overwhelmed?
So my best strategy was to set little goals. So for example, my first goal was probably just to set up the structure of my website. So just kind of know like the color scheme and how I wanted each page to look. And then once I've conquered that goal, then my next goal was probably just to write 2 key concepts this weekend, or start with something really small. And as I went throughout setting little goals, that was really helpful.
So did you ever feel at one point that you just didn't even know where to start or what to do? And if so, how did you overcome that feeling and get going?
Yeah, I definitely felt like that sometimes when writing the key concepts. But for some reason, reading through the rubric was helpful. Like reading through, like if there was one that I was stuck with, reading through that was helpful. And then asking my classmates or a professor on next steps or what makes the most sense if I was confused about a key concept.
Awesome. And so do you have any other suggestions for the current interns and future interns on planning the workload for the key concept portfolio?
Yeah, so it can be a lot when you're working on your portfolio and your key concept. Your key concept portfolio and your internship at the same time. So for doing your internship piece, let people help you, particularly at your job. But then also create lots and lots of lists. At first, I tried to keep everything in my brain, and that does not work at all. So I just had an ongoing list throughout of the key concepts that I wanted to work on that week, or lists of things I wanted to work on in my internship, because it's just a lot to do it all at the same time. But if you keep creating little lists and get like little goals, like I said earlier, that's really helpful.
So I'm someone that likes to plan and create lists and create like what I need to do this week and then not necessarily do it. So I don't actually check off things. Do you have any strategies for people who maybe are making the lists but not getting to everything on the list within the week, or just not doing the list at all?
I guess going into it knowing that it's okay to push things to the next week. Like if you don't get to something, it's not the end of the world. Especially because in the long run, your internship isn't due for, you know, like several months or a couple months, unless you have someone that's checking in. So I guess just realizing like it's okay if you don't finish, or if you don't check everything off right away.
So give yourself some leeway,
yes.
But also still have to get the work done, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. So do you have any other suggestions or items to say to the current or future interns?
You're going to get it done, I promise. It may not seem like it as you look at the rubric and the portfolio and everything that you have to do, but it gets done, I promise. You can do it.
Awesome. That's great advice. It does get done. I haven't had an intern that has not gotten it done, so it is possible. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for joining me today to chat about overcoming the overwhelm. It was super valuable, all the information you gave.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me today. On the next episode, we will continue to dive into the key concept portfolio with strategies for being met with guest Michelle Baskin. Have a great week of teaching and learning, and thanks for listening.